CRTV's afternoon edition with Patience Wingo. In our top stories, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, celebrates Cameroon's international contributions and urges global unity in the face of rising threats, cities' nuclear dangers, and terrorism in New Year's greetings ceremony. Cameroon's Minister of Territorial Administration, Paula Tanganji, who is also President of the National Hajj Commission, and the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, signed landmark agreements for 2025 Hajj participation in Jeddah. And in sports, Colombe Sportive strengthens lead in National First Division Championship with 2-1 victory over Bambutus, while Young Sports Academy faces crushing 4-1 defeat. Those are the headlines, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with more key, Edwin Kinzaka. President Paul Biya has blamed national egoism, the resurgence of unilateralism to the detriment of multilateralism and the non-respect of international laws for the ongoing spate of violence and conflicts that have gripped the world. In a message delivered at the Unity Palace during a ceremony to exchange New Year wishes with the diplomatic corps, the head of state said the increase in the number of victims of violence, killing, destruction of property, forceful displacements, exiles, and mutilations continue to be preoccupying as no part of the world is spared. The president wondered how the world is sinking this deep with multiple avenues to avert conflicts and a huge number of international peace-building mechanisms. Cameroonian and Saudi Arabian authorities have committed to ensure a memorable 2025 Hajj for Muslim pilgrims aiming to travel to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. The agreement to this effect has just been signed in the Saudi city of Jeddah between Cameroon's Minister of Territorial Administration and the Saudi Minister of the Hajj. The document specifies the modalities of participation, notably issues relating to visas, transportation, health and insurance. Paul Atanganji transmitted a message of fraternity from President Paul Biya to His Majesty King Salman bin Abdulaziz. The new manager of the La Quintinie Hospital is being installed today into her function. Dr. Marie Solange Ndom Ebongwe-Mbanga, cardiologist, is taking leadership of the prestigious hospital in a ceremony presided over by the Minister of Public Health, Manaudu Malachi, alongside the Ministers of Transport and that of Sports and Physical Education, elites of the littoral region. She is the first woman to head the over 94-year-old health establishment. The Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV, Charles Ndongo, has hailed staff members of the state broadcaster for their professionalism in the media coverage of major events in 2024. These include celebrations marking the Youth Day, National Day, floods in some parts of the far north region, and landslides in the west region. In a 2025 New Year message, Charles Ndongo urges CRTV personnel to be assiduous and ensure a proper coverage of the presidential and regional elections, the 2025 African Cup of Nations, qualifiers for the 2026 World Cup, as well as other major national and international events. Administrative officials and forces of law and order in the East region have opened investigations to track men who raped and battered a 14-year-old girl in Betwa and caused her 16-year-old brother to be burned alive in the course of the incident. The 14-year-old is currently battling for her life at the Betwa Regional Hospital. The incident has left inhabitants of the Mokolo-Dene-Poto neighborhood in shock. Out of Cameroon, at least 16 civilians in Nigeria's northwestern Zamfara state have been killed in a military airstrike, apparently after being mistaken for criminal gangs. Reports from residents say the victims were members of local vigilante groups and civilians defending themselves from armed gangs. the strike targeting militants gangs in Zurmi and Maradun successfully eliminated several bandits and led to the freedom of some kidnapped victims. In sports, the under-17 Lionesses of Cameroon are expected in the country today after beating their Egyptian counterpart by 5-0 yesterday in Cairo in the first leg of the 2025 under-17 Women's Football World Cup qualifiers. The return leg will be played on Saturday at the Kwekong Stadium in Bafoussam. The 2025 under-17 Women's World Cup will be played in Morocco. And back at home, Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo have strengthened their position at the top of the National First Division standing following a 2-1 victory over Bambutos of Buda in one of Sunday's Day 7 matches. At the other end of the table, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda suffered another heavy defeat, losing 4-1 to Gazelle FA of Garoua, continuing their slide towards the bottom. That ends the bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Patience Wingo.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Good afternoon and thanks for joining us. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, has underscored the grave challenges humanity faces, citing terrorism, natural disasters, and the looming threat of nuclear conflict. He was speaking last Friday, January 10, 2025, at the Unity Palace in an annual New Year's greeting ceremony in which he addressed members of the diplomatic corps on pressing global issues. He warned that the world stands at a critical juncture fighting for its very survival and emphasized that Cameroon too is vulnerable to these global threats. President Biya also took a moment to express his gratitude, particularly for the election of former Prime Minister Philemon Yang as president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. The recognition, he noted, highlights the vulnerable contributions of Cameroonians or valuable contributions of Cameroonians to the international civil service and affirms their growing role on the world stage. Charles Ebune reports.
I, Philemon Yang, solemnly declare that I shall truthfully perform my duties and exercise the functions entrusted to me as President of the General Assembly of the United Nations in all loyalty.
The election of former Prime Minister and current Grand Chancellor of National Orders, Philemon Yang, as the 79th President of the United Nations General Assembly, is the highest human resource positioning by Cameroon since independence and reunification. And such a fact legitimized the gratitude of President Paul Biya to the international community for believing in the human capital from his country for global leadership. The case of Philemon Yang is just one in a country with an exceptional record of international civil service experience. Cameroon is the only African country to have produced 2 secretaries general of the defunct Organization of African Unity, Nzo Ekangaki and Aurelien Etekimbomwa, rebaptized today as the African Union and whose current health reforms is the work of the former External Relations Minister, Pierre Mokokombunju. Cameroon is the only African country, too, to have produced the president of the world's second largest international organization with 211 member countries, the Federation of International Football Association, in the name of Issa Ayatu of blessed memory, and the first country in Africa too to have produced the first female executive secretary of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, Vera Songwe. Cameroonian talents spread across the world who have taken other nationalities are equally shining examples, marketing Destination Cameroon in the likes of United States Ambassador at Large, John Kengason. Cameroonians in the international leadership scheme are testimonies of the efficient foreign policy built on solid foundations. Mbela Mbila, is a Senate Relations Minister.
The three main pillars of BIA's diplomacy are based on the preservation and the protection of our sovereignty, and secondly, to make sure that Cameroon should never interfere, non-interference, in any country's domestic affairs. And also, the third pillar, I did say it, is the settlement of conflicts by dialogue.
Today, the Cameroonian expertise is highly solicited in fields like translation because of the bilingual nature of Yaoundé, a byproduct of a tested school system over the years, as the country's diplomatic credentials suffer from no lack of trust. Period.
Charles Ebonet reporting. The Ngondo Festival's inclusion on UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage marks a significant milestone, not just for the Sawa people, but for all of Cameroon. The prestigious recognition elevates the Ngondo as a cultural ambassador of the nation, an enduring symbol of Cameroon's rich heritage and the welcoming spirit of the Sawa community. In the following report, Veronica Benyala explores the broader implications of this achievement, highlighting how the Ngondo Festival is poised to boost tourism, attract development projects, and further promote Cameroon's global cultural standing.
The listing of the Ngondo Festival into the Hall of Fame of Cultures that must be safeguarded by UNESCO comes because of the ever-welcoming and accommodating people of the Sawa land learned that with their changing environment, they have to evolve to be inclusive of all the settler communities. Ngondo has contributed to social cohesion, encouraging a sense of identity and responsibility, which helps the over 4 million individuals in the city of Douala to feel as part of society at large. The presence of Ngondo on the world podium once more brings the name of Cameroon to be projected at the forefront of beautiful things around the world. Adepts of cultural tourism will be better informed of the Ngondo Festival, and of course, the uncountable natural attractions of Cameroon that makes it a unique place to visit in the world. While the sons and daughters of the Sawa land were out there negotiating a place for the Ngondo Festival, they delve into some development lobbying. The negotiations are already positive. Two flagship projects have received the approval of a French international construction group and the positive support of the Crédit Foncier du Monaco. An estate will be built on the banks of the Vouri, the spiritual seat of the Ngondo, followed by the development of an eco-friendly hotel on the island of Djebale to promote tourism. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Douala.
Now on to one of our other headline stories. An agreement outlining Cameroon's participation in the 2025 Hajj has been signed in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. The Minister of Territorial Administration and President of the National Hajj Commission, Paula Tanganji, along with the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Taufik bin Fawzan Al Rabia, defined the modalities for participation in the Muslim pilgrimage to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. Alban Jembonde is our special envoy to Jeddah. His report.
72 hours after receiving esteemed instructions from the head of state,
thank you, Excellency.
This is Paula Tanganji in Jeddah, bearer of a message of fraternity from President Paul Biya to His Majesty Salman bin Abdulaziz, King of Saudi Arabia, custodian of the two holy mosques. Accompanied to the audience by His Excellency Iya Tijani, Cameroon's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, the Consular General to Jeddah Umar Shar, the President of the National Hajj Commission, also expresses the head of state's determination to ensure a dignifying Hajj, which enables pilgrims to fulfill one of the five pillars of Islam mandated to all Muslims who have the means. Minister Taufik bin Fawzan Al-Rabia and Paula Tanganji signed the agreement containing the prescriptions of the 2025 Hajj, in which conditions relating to visa modalities, insurance, transportation, and lodging are specified. The Saudi minister expresses his country's deep admiration for Cameroon's human resource as the two personalities recommit to ensure a dignifying and memorable Hajj in 2025. a Hajj already made special by the head of state special financial disbursements to pilgrims and an ambulance for emergency health care. Albert Njiembonde, Amin Bala, on special assignment, Jeddah.
The audience is taking place on the sidelines of a major conference on the Hajj, bringing together key stakeholders. In the following excerpt of Minister Paul Atanganji, he throws light on the significance of his meeting with the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, as well as the agreement that has been signed. It is selected by Albert Njiembonde. Take a listen.
We extended the brotherly greetings from President Paul Biya to His Royal Majesty, the King of Saudi Arabia, and the Crown Prince. Then secondly, we did mention Hajj, which has been going on very well. He said that he's happy to meet us and that the Cameroonian delegation has been always very responsible. Most of the time, this document which was signed today was done by the ambassador who is present, but the minister wanted to grace the event by signing this document with me. You know, Hajj in Cameroon is something which touches the head of state personally, and President Paul Biya wants that the Hajj should be done properly. That is why he authorized us to come and attend this conference and to look into all the details so that by the time the pilgrims are coming, we must have put in place proper mechanisms to accompany them.
You were listening there to Minister Paul Atanganji. And at 17 minutes after 3 p.m., you are listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. Elsewhere, small-scale business owners known for encroaching on pedestrian walkways in various parts of the capital city have been given until January the 20th to vacate these areas and relocate their operations to designated markets. The instruction is contained in a recent press release signed by the city mayor of Yaoundé, Luke Mesia Tangana, following a sensitization campaign. During the campaign, the mayor emphasized the importance of civic responsibility, urging both vendors and citizens to actively participate in improving urban hygiene, reducing incivility, and addressing the challenges of urban disorder. Pelsa reports from CRTV Center.
Pedestrian walkways and roads in most neighborhoods in Yaoundé, like Jinga Fekafoot, Mokolo and others for some time now, have been compromised by the encroachment of small roadside vendors who are known for exhibiting their items on streets. In response to this illegal activity, the city mayor, Luke Mesia Tangana, has instructed a stop to this activity, which causes urban disorder, traffic congestion, incivility, and reduces the beauty of the capital city.
We have sensitized the vendors and inhabitants likewise to play their part in keeping our streets and markets clean, orderly, and welcoming. They have till January 20th to install themselves and start selling at the recently rehabilitated modern market in Mokolo.
In his recent press release, he further stated that areas like the Mokolo, Mesa, Elikefa, Carrefour Mek, Colbison, Terminus Mimboman, Emombo Paroisse, among others, are highly concerned, and persons who do not comply will be exposed to repressive measures and sanctions. Pearl Sa, CRTV News Center.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Over 150 Catholic couples from Cameroon and the diaspora gathered in Kribi for a three-day spiritual retreat aimed at strengthening their marital bonds and fostering love and friendship among them. In the closing session, His Lordship Zinga Tangana, Bishop of Kribi, underscored the importance of such retreats for married couples. He also urged them to leave the Word of God within their families and to view marriage as a vocation that nurtures stable homes and promotes peaceful communities. Bruno Donwe Funye completes the story from Kribi.
For 3 days in Kribi, over 150 couples from the Catholic community across Cameroon and abroad came together for a spiritually enriching retreat aimed at revitalizing their marriages. The sessions encouraged open dialogue, highlighted areas for growth within their relationships, and established personal goals and aspirational projects. His Lordship Damazinga Tangana preached a message of love that embodies selflessness, sacrifice, and understanding during a holy mass.
Every couple has difficulties. To solve those difficulties, they have to be humble.
Henri Bayeme is founder of the Word of God movement.
The aim is to help couples to put the Word of God to practice. That means to love one another.
The couples reaffirmed their dedication to one another, expressing their commitment to building relationships grounded in Christ-like values.
I will make more efforts for my husband to be my friend.
Since we are here, we have seen our love increase very much. The dialogue, the friendship.
This annual spiritual retreat included engaging activities such as a visit to the beach, designed to help couples appreciate the significance of reigniting romance within their marriages. Bruno Donwe from CRTV, Kwibi.
I now read a New Year wishes letter from the Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television to his staff. It reads, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, so here we are in 2025, this famous year fantasized in our collective imagination. Following the head of state's kickoff of the New Year wishes season, let me follow suit by extending to each and every one of you all the best of health, happiness and success. I extend my wishes to your spouses and children, witnesses of your daily investments for the smooth running of our dear corporation, the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. In fact, while unrolling the kaleidoscope of the highlights of the year 2024, it is obvious that we have been at the rendezvous of all major events, diplomatic odyssey of the head of state, Unity Week and its climax, May 20th, the Youth Day, the 2025 AFCON, and the qualifiers for the 2026 World Cup. Floods in the Mayo, Danai and Logan and Shari divisions, landslide at the Changkleef, the triumphal return of President Paul Biya at Yaoundé at the end of a stay abroad tarnished by hateful and odious rumours, etc. We at CRTV have been present everywhere and on every occasion once again giving meaning and power to our corporate signature, the heart of the nation. It is quite logical that our remarkable performance was rewarded by a shower of awards for both radio and television. Congratulations and thanks for the good work. This confirms our position as a national and why not a regional leader in the audiovisual sector. This commendable record is, I must point out, a collective effort as in a fine harmonic orchestra in which each instrumentalist plays his score while ensuring the harmony of the ensemble. In this case, whether you are administrative or financial staff, secretary, driver, technical artistic staff, telephone operator or journalist, we shall all, in solidarity, always go through the three tests that mark the life of any organization: the qualifying test, the main test, and the glorifying test. CRTV is not a star that shines above ground or works out of context. The situation calls for a sense of economy and measure to avoid living in the past in a mirage of a golden age. We are waiting for better days that will inevitably come sooner or later, but in the meantime, we cannot afford to live above our actual means. Despite the scarcity of resources, we are embarking on a program to acquire new state-of-the-art equipment. Some production units have been acquired, a testimony. This modernization process will continue in 2025 with the support of the state, our unwavering sponsor. In the meantime, we intend to accelerate our digital transition in order to embrace the new radio frontiers and adapt to the new modes of consumption of television, where the linear is gradually being replaced by the ATEWAD logic. Anywhere, any time and any device. The homo economicus of our time, torn by an inelastic demand and the diversification of audiovisual content, is ever less informed in front and the plasma screen, but more on the smartphone. It is therefore essential to systemize live broadcasts on the platforms, as well as instant replay and podcast. In this new world where the virtual and reality are almost identical, where everything goes so fast, CRTV will also have to learn to make the most of artificial intelligence, AI, to improve its content through enhanced journalism. So here we are in 2025. The year is just beginning, but some impatient political entrepreneurs are already deploying what looks like a strategy to tension and confrontation, as if they were drawing the devil on the wall in the countdown to the presidential election, followed by the regional elections. The road will certainly be paved with pits and cliffs, which we must know how to avoid, because the voice of CRTV is expected, heard, and respected. Therefore, I invite you all to mobilize our expertise to present to all our audiences, all the sequences of an intense year that is not only political. Our compass is a triangle of P, professionalism, patriotism, and pacifism. And whatever some people think, the presidential election may be the mother of elections, but the country will not freeze at this time. The 2025 presidential election will pass and Cameroon will continue. Happy New Year 2025 from the Director General of the CRTV, Mr. Charles Ndongo, to his staff. And now in sports, Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo have consolidated their lead on the standings of the National First Division Football League in Cameroon after defeating Babutus of Buda 2-1 in one of the seven matches this Sunday. At the bottom of the league table, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda continued sinking after they were thrashed 4-1 by Gazelle FA of Garoua. Ben Collins Nibero has the details.
The next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium witnessed unprecedented drama this Sunday as it hosted two decisive matches. Canon Sportive of Yaoundé dropped to fourth place after being held to a 1-1 draw by Coton Sport of Garoua, while Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo consolidated their lead by coming from behind to beat Babutus of Buda 2-1. The defeat pushed the Mangwa boys closer to the relegation zone. It was another disappointing day for fans of Young Sports Academy of Bamenda as their team suffered a humiliating 4-1 defeat at the hands of Gazelle FA of Garoua, who now occupy the second place with 14 points. The Yellow Submarines from Bamenda, that are still to win a match this season, remain at the bottom of the classification table with just 2 points. Aigle Royal of the Mongo secured a crucial 1-0 win over Dinamo of Douala, pushing the Bon Banjop from the 4th to the 5th place. Victoria United of Limbe moved from the 4th to the 3rd position after defeating Ice Fortuna 3-1. Astro of Douala beat Pante Sportive of the Ndé 2-1, while Fulf Azu Elite of Yaoundé played a 1-1 draw with Stade Renard of Milan. PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportive of Douala ended their match in a goalless draw, with both teams now having 8 points each. The Nasara Gamakai occupy the 11th position, while the Abaka boys sit 12th, just one spot away from relegation.
Now, to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, celebrates Cameroon's international contributions and urges global unity in the face of rising threats, cities, nuclear dangers, and terrorism in New Year's greeting ceremony. Cameroon's Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, who is also President of the National Hajj Commission, and the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, signed landmark agreements for 2025 Hajj participation in Jeddah. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Patience Wingo. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with you, Fatime Bintou Akon. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi. Le chef de l'État, le président Paul Biya, appelle à plus de solidarité face aux menaces et nombreux défis qui interpellent le monde. Terrorisme, catastrophe naturelle, spectre d'une guerre nucléaire. Le chef de l'État s'exprimait le vendredi 10 janvier 2025 au palais de l'Unité à Yaoundé à l'occasion de la double cérémonie de présentation des vœux du nouvel an à son endroit par les membres du corps diplomatique et les corps constitués nationaux. Le ministre de l'administration territoriale, président de la Commission nationale du Hadj, a procédé à la signature d'une convention fixant les conditions générales de l'organisation du voyage religieux en Arabie saoudite. Les documents ont été paraphés à Jeddah entre Paul Atangandi et son homologue saoudien Taufik Al-Rabia. Objectif marqué d'un cachet particulier, le Hadj 2025. Le directeur de l'hôpital à Quintiné de Douala est en fonction. Le docteur Marie Solange Ndomé-Bongué est installé ce lundi par le ministre de la Santé publique Manaou Damalachi. Cardiologue de formation, le docteur Marie Solange Ndomé-Bongué, Manga, aura à cœur de redonner une nouvelle dynamique à cette formation hospitalière de deuxième catégorie, vieille de 94 ans. Et en sport, champion de football MTN Elite One, la septième journée rend son verdict. La Colombe du Jai Lobo conserve le fauteuil de leader grâce à sa victoire de 2-1 sur Bamutos de Mouda. Huit matchs ont été disputés ce week-end sur l'ensemble des stades au Cameroun, soit 20 buts inscrits. Aneleto, Bafma United garde les commandes de la poule A avec 11 points, suivi de Aïssosa de Limbé, 10 points. La fin du condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de nous écouter.